Try this mid-side compression technique to add punch and width to your bus and master channel. If you do regular stereo compression, it can happen that you lose depth and width because the side information of your track gets squeezed a little bit too much to get that punchy sound we are looking for. To avoid this problem, we can compress the mid and the side information separately. So the idea is to let the side information totally uncompressed and just focus on the mid information. In this case, I use the Ozone 11 multiband compressor on my drum bus, and of course I use it in mid-side mode. I select mid because I only want to compress the mid information of my track. I also select two crossover points, one at 160 Hz and another one at 1K. That's because I want to compress the area where my kick drum is playing, the area where my snare drum is playing, and the area where my tops are playing differently. Basically, I always go with a slow attack and fast release for all three bands to get that punchy sound, but I always set a different threshold to not overcompress any area. I also give a little bit of makeup gain to every band to not lose too much gain in the midsection. And now we can do a little before and after.